What's going on, my people? You see? Look back as a parent. You know, it's four now.
Act like we could laugh.
Four now, so you know. We just here to wrap up some things.
Yeah, you know. We first got to start off. It's the special day today, you know what I'm saying? The Coke Captain Day is today, you know what I'm saying? The boy, that kid Tay, turned 106. 106, everybody. Welcome.
Hey, look. 106, looking 26. You know they say, hey, look, first of all, I may look young, you know, they say black don't crack. That's a lie, because I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen some black folks who tow up. Black people, stay off the coke. That ain't for us. Just, you know, stick to the douce and the weed. Coke, heroin, crack.
Really. You see what Joe Biden trying to do out here?
You know, man, Sleepy Joe giving crack pipe to the community. So, look, black people, y'all want to stay vibrant, young, looking right, looking tight. Stay off the coke. Stay off the crack. Stay off the heroin. I'm just saying, you know, there ain't no need for that. You know what I'm saying? I look out for my people. It's Black History Month. For my folks. That's all I'm saying. But, I'm just trying, you know, reflect a little bit on who's growing out here, man. You know, I ain't that same.
More life.
You know, more life, man. Niggas all day been telling me more life, more blessings, more love. And, you know, my other half right here inspired me to talk about that. So, there's only people who.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta, sometimes people say you gotta forget about your past, but sometimes it's good to revisit the past, because the past does make you, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to stray away too far from where you came from, and so it's good to pat yourself on the back of your self-care from the motherfucking grave, try to come up out of the motherfucking mud, you know, to get where you're going, you know, because we all started from somewhere.
Look, I'll be trying to forget my past. I mean, I ain't gonna hold you, so...
Damn, bro, you can't forget the past like that.
You can't forget
about the Black Jesus phase and all that other shit before that. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure most of our people know the Black Jesus phase and all.
Hey, look, you know. Be surprised, man. Only a slight amount of people know about the Black Jesus thing, man. I don't even participate in the whole Jesus thing, but. Only a few people.
I'm talking about the Black Jesus phase you had.
That's what I'm saying. Even to allow people to call me that is a thing. And for those wondering why.
That's true, though. It's crazy, but it's true. But you gotta be there so everybody understands.
For me to even allow people to call me Black Jesus for a person not to believe in Jesus is something. Yeah, but for those wondering why I was called that, because, you know, had long hair flow like wool, brown skin, as you know. So there you go. And people just ran with that. But
my man had an aura around him that people just could gravitate to.
Yeah. No. But me now, compared to when I was like 20-year-old, out of control. Can't control no emotions. I'm a thief, chasing hoes. That shit. I ain't want nothing from nobody, man. I can tell you right now.
Are there any mistakes you glad you learned?
Hmm?
Are there any mistakes you glad you went through, or any mistakes you glad you learned?
can say that I'm glad I got my spelling and all that shit out of the way. Yeah, man. You know, pulling off little moves here and there as a youngster. What else? I do regret being so aggressive, like towards everybody. That's one thing I wish I wasn't though.
Yeah. Is that something you noticed like a little bit, like as you got older, or that's you think you knew that at the time that you was a little aggressive?
At the time, nah. Hell no. I had no, like. People can say, oh, you got control over your emotions or whatever, but in the heat of the moment, whenever something is said to you, and it's like, I can say in my 20s, I was fully immature. Like, you're becoming a man, but you're not a man. Like, I was just super immature. You know, you out here just working, chasing hoes. You ain't got no guidance, whatever. You just out here running streets. Yeah, I'm working, making money, whatever. But I ain't got no guidance. So I'm learning day by day. Like I said, I'm learning as I'm going day by day. So I'm watching other people make mistakes, and I'm like, boom, check mark. Don't do that. But also, I know that if I could go back into those days, I know I was super aggressive because I was reacting and not thinking. There's a lot of people I know to this day, probably say he's a dick based on how I came off with my aggression. Because I was quick to cuss people out.
I ain't gonna cap, bro. I'm sorry, but a lot of people, they did, but it was just, they did see you. Asshole. You would took that shit with us on the chin, you know, so he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
to this day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was always like that. They always say, you know, oh, Tyree, he's so nice, you know, that's the good one. Then, you know, they, oh, this one, that's the asshole.
Yeah, I'm like, only y'all niggas do.
And then actuality, You was the one who was more quicker to fight somebody than I was. It's just like I would blow up 10 times faster than you was. But this here is my older apology for my younger subs to whomever I might have blew up on back then. So if you hear this, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, of course. There was some situation I probably could have handled better, but like I said, you don't thank me in the moment, especially at a young age. You don't. You just go. And then, no, I know for sure, bro. I wouldn't have been dealing with all those girls either. Well, yeah, I mean, young ladies.
I was gonna ask you about that, but like, do you remember how you? Do you remember how you treated women back then? Like, as a, I don't want to sound fucked up, but like as a whole, because you know, back then you was single, you know what I'm saying? And you would just had, you know, had something, you just had a flock of women. So, overall, how you was treated women back then, would you say you did anything wrong? Or you feel like you kept it player the whole way, you was pushing Peter the whole time? I mean, because overall, you're at the end goal, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I kept...
You made it to the end goal now in life.
I ain't gonna hold you. I kept it 100 because if they knew, all right, in actuality, if I wanted the girl, I had her. If we was just fucking, we didn't talk on the phone, none of that. And you already know I had two phones majority of the time. So, and you already know my phone was always beeped from text. And the text would come over. That was it. After that, we didn't speak. So I didn't, it wasn't none of that. It wasn't none of that, oh, casual conversation all the time. It was only one person I had casual conversation with because me and her was really cool. Other than that, I ain't had no reason to talk to other than other jumps. But all those missions that we was going on, I wouldn't be doing that shit.
So all the long missions you would.
Nah, that
shit. You ain't like traveling for chicks. Hmm.
Nah. See, I should have been
having them. I think every nigga done. Well, if you don't say every nigga done.
The thing is, I should have been having them travel to come see me.
Man, this nigga dick me out of gold, ain't it?
You see. You know, young me, like, yeah, go get it. But I should have been like, come get it. Am I wrong?
I mean, you still got it at the end of the day. Just because you went out there to go get it don't make it a difference.
Yeah, but it's like, somebody got to take
it. And also, let's keep it 55th Street. You know what I'm saying? You had to go get it.
You're right.
Yeah, so it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
You're right. And it's like, I know. It's just some shit.
Would you even want to have? Would you even want to have females be knowing where the fuck you and your mother lay your head at back then?
Oh, no. See. Now, I know for sure one thing I wouldn't change is me knocking them down in any and every area. I still wouldn't bring them drunk to my house. Like, laundromats, woods, all that shit. Like, that would never change.
College Park,
yeah. You know, I'm sorry. You gotta get it out. You know how you live. You ain't coming to my house. I don't do that. If you ain't my girl, I ain't trying to sound fucked up, but if you ain't my girl, you don't get that same kind of treatment.
Just not fucked up. Hey, girl don't get the chance to see the castle.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
See, and that's the thing, bro. You gotta understand, like, people don't get the whole royalty concept. I get it, y'all want to uplift everybody, but in the royalty aspect, not everybody's going to be a king and a queen. Because if there was a village, you can only have a king and a queen. You got your prince, princess, and you're going to have your subjects.
Some of them kings be having brothels too, and they just going to fuck the hoes.
Exactly. So you're going to have your justice, you're going to have your peasants, You're gonna have your people serving you. So you're gonna have your court jesters. So what? Everybody not gonna be top tier. So it's like, I gotta, you know, granted, if my mom and dad was the king of that castle, I'm the prince. I can't bring the peasants inside me.
And young me, I'm gonna hit me a peasant.
Right, I'm just saying.
Even in 55th Street.
I'm just saying, but nah. Other than that, like, I don't think I ever did no other super wild shit. I know I probably would have. I think I burned some bridges that needed to be burned, so I'm fine with that. Because not every string needs to be attached to you at a certain age. So, the small circle I got now, I'm satisfied with at this age. Because too many people around you at a certain age and too much attention. And me, at 32, I don't like a lot of attention. Compared to me at 21.
You was outside, huh?
Yeah, me outside, I love attention. Me at 32, I don't like a lot of attention. Nah. It's too many dangerous people out here for me to have too much attention out here. I like to be low, being under the sheets.
So you're going through that little fast life. I guess you saw what you want in the future. Like, you know, I don't want to keep going because you done went through it already. That's what I do.
In a sense, now honestly, am I at the perfect spot in my life right now? No. Am I at the worst spot in my life right now? No. So I didn't envision me being married, honestly, right now. But it happened. You know?
Yeah, bro. That's the whole point of this, bro. This is to just to reflect on where you've been, where you came from.
But I'm glad I'm still not out here, you know, just sliding in different girls every other night, which I possibly could be. I mean, because I could be some nigga out here in my 30s with 7-8 kids. Nah, no, that's a lie, because I was out here well protected, so that's a lie too.
Yeah, I ain't gonna cap for you. If y'all really knew Tay, and he was coming around my neighborhood, niggas around my neighborhood knew he was the Trojan, man. You seen Tay with the book bag, he was strapped up. Sorry, he had them condoms on deck to the point where he would gladly pass them out to the neighborhood and tell niggas, wear that motherfucking rubber, like, for sure, yo. I can't even cap. He was that man.
Bro, I'm the advocate for Trojan. Y'all don't realize it. Safe sex is the best sex.
He was doing that, yo.
Plan B, all that. I was stealing Plan Bs for niggas out the block. I came around there for safe protection reasons.
Man, we could have started a business working at Target. He could have been up a couple bands. Yeah, we had
to
it, was super sweet. What?
I was saving niggas' lives out there, man. Niggas were playing bees and rubbers, man. Y'all niggas out here freeballing. But the best thing about it, I think I might have did one simp shit in my 20s. And I'm glad that's out. Because
we all did some simple shit, man. We gotta learn from it.
Because I learned from that, and I've never done anything simpish since then. But you know what? I don't even know if that qualifies as being doing anything simp. It does and it don't, because even though I was paying for stuff with this girl, I quickly got out of it, because at some point in time I was like, you know what? It's not my girl. Like, I'm her side dude. So I'm like, you know what? Let me fall back. So once I was like, I'm her side dude, I was like, I'm getting what I want. Like, I'm good. So it's like,
I think I know what phase you're talking about.
You do. So it's like, as long as I keep, you know, every bit of wisdom that I'm gaining now and that I've gained, I pass on to my son, he'll never be a simp.
Yeah. Well, for what I can say, you definitely learned from that situation. It was... that's what I'm trying to think. If it was really simpish or not? Because in all honesty, we're not gonna share too much on the situation. But it was a tricky situation. You know what I'm saying? Because you came in when the house was already being broken, and you already knew your role. You played that role to the fullest effect. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Because I felt like I took simpish moves, because it was like, there was, I feel like the simplest thing I did was,
you started sipping when you wanted more from her.
Yeah. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm just a side nigga.
Yeah. Now that's what you learned from.
So it's like once you realize what you are, it's like, cool. We good. So, and I feel as long as I can keep my son on his toes, he'll never be a simp. Even though I still gotta teach him other things besides being a simp, but during his teenage years, I gotta teach him you cannot be out here looking weak. Now when he's in his 20s, he gotta become a man. Well, before that too, but you know, he gotta control his emotions through his teenage years and his 20s, and work on becoming a good man. But yeah.
Okay, so even though you plan to give Dom the advice he needs at the time, do you still expect from him to learn from his mistakes he's gonna commit?
He should.
So even with your advice, you still, it's okay for him to fail and not learn from your advice and
I can walk him to the watering hole to show him and tell him this is the best water in the world, and he's still gonna look at me and be skeptical.
That's powerful that you know that, you know what I'm saying? As a father, because you know that you expected to get let down by your own,
of course,
own kids, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yeah, that's being realistic.
He has to, like, honestly, this is my realistic expectation. I expect for me to tell him everything that I've went through trial and error with dealing with females, that I've seen with females, even other males with their trial and error. I expect for me to give that to him basically in his hand. And I still expect for him to fall for a girl probably when he's between 14 to 17. I expect for him to get his heart broken. And I expect for him to be like, Dad, you were right. That's all. I expect all that. I'm like, cool. So I'm like, what you want to know? So I'm like, how'd it go? And then we can talk. So I'm like, I already told you everything you needed. So I'm like, what happened?
Alright. Let's put a quick little sip on it. Because you got a daughter too now. Do you plan to tell her about simpish men?
What exactly do you mean?
Do you plan to exploit how men could be simps to try to gain her attention in other aspects of her life?
So, I'm going to tell her about simpish men, but I'm also going to tell her not to exploit simpish men. Because it can be dangerous to exploit a simpish man. Because you can either get the simpish man who's going to let go, or you can get the simpish man who becomes possessive, abusive, and also turns to a stalker. Like, what's his face? You remember on Players Club?
All right, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
I seen a man with the glasses. I followed her to the crib.
You can get that type of sim. So that's what I'm gonna tell her. You don't need to deal with, you know, simps. Like, I'm gonna tell her, like, if you find a man who's just willing to buy you this and that just for no reason, don't accept it. Don't ever accept it. If that's not your man, and he's just willing to buy you this and that for the fun of it, don't accept it. Don't take it. Don't ever take it.
So no random gifts unless he's something, huh?
Yeah, you don't need it. And that's facts. Because at some point in time, I know this guy, Zariah's gone, Duran's gonna turn to, like, Duran's gonna be something. And the kind of guy that's probably gonna be simping for her is not gonna be here. I ain't trying to, you know, I'm just saying. So it's like, she shouldn't settle for it. So, I want her to be letting no nigga just trying to do that, and then he turns into a Myra.
What is up with this guy, man? This guy is on a roll, let me tell you.
Just saying.
Alright, so.
What was up, man?
No, I was saying, so since you said that, I guess you just kind of shed a light on, I guess, the next spinoff we're going to lead into. You know what I'm saying? Unless you want to reflect on anything else.
No. Where we going?
Okay. So with that being said, you don't want Zariah to accept random gifts from guys who don't have no intentions with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You there? You should feel supposed to say.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. So yeah. So, do you feel as though for the guys who try to buy women gifts or do leave with a pocket before getting to know a woman? Is that some behavior?
Hold on, you said... Hold on, say that again.
A guy trying to leave with his pocket, trying to buy women, you know, gifts or pay for nails or acts of service, things like that. Basically just trying to pay away for things, buy her attention.
Is he with her, or he's basically just trying to gain her attention through acts of payment?
He's trying to get her attention.
Yeah, I think that's simp behavior, because it's like that's your only way to enter her tunnel vision is with green. And it's like the way, you know how they always say, the way you got them is the way you lose them. And if that's how you got her attention, another nigga can get her attention the same way. So if you couldn't get her attention any other way, and you think flossing hundreds and this, that, and the third is going to keep her, be my guess. But I guarantee you, there's always going to be another guy with more money than you at some point in time. So whatever you're lacking, he might have that plus more money. That's all I'm saying. So, I wouldn't start off with trying to cater to no female with money. I wouldn't. Unless I got her in my back pocket, then I can floss on her to make sure that's mine. For sure. But I think that's simp ass behavior. I do.
And I definitely agree with you on that, 100%, you know what I'm saying? You trying to leave with your pocket thinking you can get it with your dollars, that shit gonna run dry somewhere eventually. And then plus, this shit more to life than just, you know, monetary values and things of that nature. This shit can be bought. That shit can be replaced.
Facts. Yeah. That's dead on. That's dead on. Because it's like, once the well run dry, then what? Because it's like, you brought around with money, so you go broke. What's going to make her stay? She going to say, oh, you broke now. Okay.
Right. You was fun when you had the money.
Exactly.
You don't got no money, you ain't fun anymore.
yo, see. And, oh, so, I think earlier you asked me, I think you asked me, are simps important, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so do you still think they're important?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, somebody has to play the role, you know what I'm saying? Even though I agree, yes, they are in the way. They're making it harder for us real men out here to try to achieve what we want to achieve as women, and that's, you know, pure happiness with the women without issues and families and marriage and things of that nature, or, you know, other things. Now, we all don't hate women, you know. We're not, what's the word? We're not misogynistic.
Not at all. Not at all.
I put that in the air before we get canceled, you know. Anyways, yeah. What was I saying?
About simps being important.
Yeah, they're important. They gotta play the role, you know what I'm saying? Because even if that all was to go away, if every man today was to get on their square and just try and know how to act with themselves and with women and just people in general, men, the world's still being chaos, you know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think if all the simps were to stop what they're doing and basically stop getting on all fours, you still think women would be out of order and out of place?
Yes, because they wouldn't know how to adjust, and they would complain about it. Make it a driving force.
That's interesting.
Sounds fucked up. That's the truth. That's how I see it, at least.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Who's more important now? Who's more important? Hoes or simps?
Who's more important? Hoes or simps? Damn. And I think I'm really not trying to be biased here. Like, I'm trying to really.
You read a chapter on who's more important, hoes or simps?
Huh?
You said
I'm really thinking, I'm not trying to be biased.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really thinking right now, who's more important? Because, you know, really. But. Nah, fuck it, yeah, hoes, yeah. I don't care.
Hoes are important. So why you think hoes are more important then?
Because a hoe can save a household. She can save a relationship or a marriage.
Elaborate on that.
A hoe that knows how to play her position. And just stays on the side without any. Oh. Who knows not to bring it back home to the main wife. And keeps the man happy. And then rebound.
So, yeah, okay. Now, I don't make enough to have that, but when I ain't gonna lie, I'm not in that tax bracket to have a wife and a whore on the side, okay? But whenever I do see those men of the upper caliber speak about, oh yeah, my wife lets me have this whenever I want. The whore is cool with that, and the wife is cool with that. So it's like, the whore knows, just like he said, the hoe knows her role. She comes by and she answers my call when I need some extra yum-yum on the side.
That shit costs now too.
Yeah,
it used to be.
So, I understand what you're saying. So, I mean, I understand. And now, as a man in the upper tax bracket, it's like you can't just be out here knocking up these hoes. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you gotta know your role when you do that shit though, for sure. And that's where people fuck. Well, that's what men fuck up at. They kind of from the bag and do the most. And honestly, when you do that, when your side falls out of line, that's still the man's fault. Even if she's a catch feelings, as a man, you're supposed to stop that. You're supposed to stop that from Jump Street and let her know this is what it's gonna be. If you're gonna catch feelings or whatever, let me know now. We don't even gotta do all this.
But, okay, see, but that's the thing, like, and that's why I say I blame guys, because these niggas don't know how to play their roles with women sometimes.
Yeah, of course not. They even know it. The simps be in the way.
Yeah. It's like, if you...
They simps at that point.
If you gonna deal with her, bro, and you wanna treat her as a side job, you don't do boyfriend, girlfriend shit with her. You don't.
I'm telling you, I never had a side job in my life, but when I was in the talking stage and talking to a plethora of women, they never complained about each other. For what? What y'all complaining about?
I've been a side nigga to a couple females, so I mean, I knew my place.
Yeah, me too. So. I played the role. That was fine with me.
Right. But it's like the guys. The guys who are simping and
they fumbling that bag though, for sure. We can go and speak about it because they'll play that role for a little bit, and once they get a little bit of activity, they give boyfriend vibes.
Okay, so I mean I feel like I've covered this before, but and I feel like I've said this multiple times, but it's just things that you're supposed to do if you're. Okay, if you're dealing with a female, and there are stages, there are many stages. I won't say many, but there are stages when you're talking to a female or dealing with a female. So you got the talking stage. No. Does talking and getting to know you count as the same stage?
I would.
The talking and getting to know you stage. The dating stage. The dating stage still counts as
getting to know you.
Yeah. So you're still allowed to talk to whomever you want. Remember that. You don't have to just be dealing with this one person. You're dating. That does not count as we have a fucking title on us. Now, possibly next, we are boyfriend, girlfriend. Still.
Okay, I like what you did there.
Still.
I'm waiting for the elaboration.
But I'm glad you elaborated. Still.
Because you're right. You're absolutely right.
Still, listen to this. You're still technically.
This guy.
You're still allowed to talk to other people. Why? Because you're just boyfriend, girlfriend. But the next one is very important. Why? Because the next one says, we are exclusive. Exclusive. That means it's me and you. Not your side bitches. Not your side niggas. Okay? Number 5. That means possibly. Based on how long that exclusive stage been going on, you're moving on to, we're getting engaged. There may be a baby in your belly. We're possibly getting married soon. We may live together for maybe a year already. I love you now. Okay? All right? But back to stage 1 and 2. you niggas are simping early. And you're doing stupid stuff, okay? Y'all are being super jealous, super possessive, and doing things like, let's see, checking phones. Let's see. Calling too much. Just acting like boyfriends. You gotta feel the girl out to make sure she wants you like you want her.
She has to earn that.
Make sure the feeling is mutual before you start projecting boyfriend vibes.
Yeah, because, you know, if a girl decides, it sounds fucked up, but if a girl uses you dry and you don't get the boyfriend role, she's well within her right to keep using you and keep it pushing.
I'm a shit. Hey, look, and I'm gonna keep that shit funky, because if I was a fucking woman, nigga, I'd be playing the fuck out of these niggas out here.
Well, you. Well, within your right.
I'll be getting a fucking bag out some of these niggas out here. Y'all, these niggas are fucking stupid. Nigga, I can post my fucking leg on the internet.
You know what I'm saying? You well within your right.
Yo. So, niggas, have some dick standards. Have some dick standards. How about that? Just have some dick standards. Stop being so fucking easy.
Not for real. Motherfucking... Yeah, I got a next episode idea, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk to you about it later. I mean, I can give you a little piece of it, not everything. So we'll make it a little exclusive. Or whatever, but... The next episode, cause you kind of touched on the next episode, I'm gonna talk about. I'm gonna call it D&D mode, and D&D mode stands for dick and discipline, because some of these niggas do not have dick and discipline, bro. And we need to elaborate on having that. But now, you know, that'll be free game for the next episode.
Yeah. Discipline for y'all next time. Yeah, and before we sign out, I'm gonna tell y'all. This for the guys, man. Honestly, stop chasing these women. I'm gonna let y'all know. Stop chasing these women.
Get in your D&D, for real.
In all actuality, if you're chasing her, she don't like you. She don't. The mutuals need that.
Last time I checked, I thought the woman was the hunt.
Huh?
Cause last time I checked, I thought the woman was the prey. Like, I thought we were supposed to do the hunting.
Nah, I ain't falling for that bullshit no more.
I'm not.
Because I'm quite sure the woman who actually genuinely likes you, you're probably not paying her no mind. Because you're chasing a woman who's chasing somebody else who doesn't want her, and the woman that you want don't want you. Not speaking to you, I'm just...
Oh, yeah, in general.
Yeah. So, fellas, try to pay attention to somebody who's not, that you're not really paying attention to. I bet you she likes you, and you don't even notice her. Stop chasing these women. Try to, and see who actually likes you. For you. Because the woman you're chasing a lot, bro, and she keep running. Just think about why. The woman you keep chasing, she keep running, bro. Ducking your texts, ducking your calls, giving you excuses. Why we can't hang out, why we can't go to movies. And you keep getting left on red. She don't like you.
Hey, man, that's why, Forrest Gump. I see why it gets praised as high as it do, man, because that's real ass movie, young.
Remember, they, you know, Susan said she wants somebody like Forrest to chase her like Jenny. No, I'm not chasing, like, no, Forrest. motherfucker.
That's what she said. That nigga Forrest ran around the whole country and still ain't get Johnny, so.
She wanted Forrest when he was up, when she was done being getting ran through. Okay. Alright. Okay. Right on the fucking head, right there. Alright. Jenny was beat down a block when Forrest got back. I'm just saying. So, you got any words of encouragement before we sign out, my brother?
It's a beautiful day today. Man, oh, this lovely Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? Gotta enjoy life and motherfucking remember to where you came from to keep you on your square. You know what I'm saying? Stay humble and just on your path. Sometimes we tend to forget the path we on, and we be so focused on the future when, we just so focused on the future and the end goal where we just need to take one step at a time and just keep looking straight, keep looking forward so we stay on our path and get to our goal. You know what I'm saying? That's why we gotta reflect a little bit to go backwards to see where we came from. Shit.
That was beautiful, man.
Man, I tried.
That was beautiful.
I tried, man. And for these simple ass niggas, man, we gonna try and get y'all right, even though y'all need it in the community. We gonna try and get y'all right because we gonna hold y'all.
Yeah, for the simps, we will be back repeatedly to keep throwing pies in your face until you realize you don't like pie in your face, because you must realize your wrongdoings in the community of men.
Oh, before we do sign out, I kind of do want to talk a little bit about something, you know? And I don't want to make it go too deep. I do have a issue, and it's I'm trying to figure out.
What's up?
I'm just trying to figure out why is men making podcasts starting to get bashed? You know, like, why is that the talk of the town? Like, men aren't allowed to make podcasts.
In my personal opinion, women don't want collective evidence of men. Women don't want collective evidence of men on women coming together and having it on them and saying, oh, this is how they really act. Because if too much evidence comes together on women, then it's not no longer an opinion. It becomes fact. If one man says something, it's only opinion. But if the general population says something on women, it's no longer an opinion. It now becomes fact.
That's well spoken. I have nothing behind that, because that's very true.
That's my general opinion. So the more they say bash males making podcasts and slander it, it makes men not want to do it. That's the general idea. Because, you know, the more you slander a man for doing something, the more it hits his ego and makes him not want to do it. It's nothing but psychological warfare. Women are very good at that.
It has to be, because I mean, yes, I'm a guy, but, like, I don't see the issue with men making podcasts, regardless of me having one or not. Like, still, like, I was in the podcast before we did this, myself, so men aren't allowed to have a safe space to at least, or vent, or if that's what to talk or vent about shit, like, we're not allowed to do that.
Think about it. How often do you hear men say we can't express our emotions because women don't reciprocate it or they use it against us?
Most of the time.
Right. But you also hear them that deflect it and say we don't do that, but you hear enough of the men population say it's very true.
Yeah, it's I've been hearing it a lot. That was it myself before too. So, it's kind of. I'm kind of how I see it myself right now. It's kind of, that's what it is.
It's like other general statements that, you know, a couple men might say, but then, you know, you start getting men making podcasts and saying other stuff, and it's like, okay, so is other men feeling like this or going through this? And now all of a sudden, oh, men just making podcasts to bash women. It's not bashing if they're sharing their experiences dealing with women. That's not bashing. Bashing a woman is talking about your appearance or why they hate you or things of that nature. That's not bashing.
Right. But it's really not bashing. Because, I mean, honestly, we'll never understand each other. Man, woman, even I plan to get married or have a girlfriend that's long term in my life. Even my own girlfriend, whoever she, if I have her now or whoever she is at the time, I'm not even going to understand her fully as a woman because I can't. I can't relate to that.
Exactly.
You know, we'll never be able to understand each other. So for us to at least try to come together and try to speak on relations about the other gender, I think shouldn't really be a bad thing. It's probably in a bad light because it's probably like being bashing right now, but that's not the case. Like, and not for all of us. We love them. We don't hate no women.
And I think a lot of women, they just see clips on social media of a particular part being said and just run with it. Because I don't think they even listen to these male podcasts.
That's another thing I was going to say. Like, why y'all complaining about the male podcast? Like, y'all really listen to them?
Because
y'all do not.
Because just like us, for instance, like, I know we regularly try to get women's opinion on our job. Because we want to understand how women think and feel.
Yeah.
We don't bash women on here. So, we know for a fact, we frequently try to get women on here.
Yeah, we're trying to get understanding.
Yeah.
Like, plain and simple. I'm not going to be able to try to understand a woman if I hate her.
Exactly. If we hated women so much, you would not try to gain understanding. You would not ask questions from them. We would not even be speaking to them. So, the whole calling, you know, misogyny thing, like, I feel like that's being overused. Now, yes. I know there's some, but...
Yeah, there is some men out here that's making podcasts who just don't like women. Whatever. Shit, they ain't realize I'd be bashing the shit out of women, saying anything. But that's not the case. It's just the fact that they're... Ignorance is bliss, so that's what's getting popularized the most. And that's another main reason I kind of like trying to... I really be falling back on social media a lot now, because only the ignorant shit gets celebrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit talks for own effect. I don't got time to keep seeing ignorant shit or things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? And for you women... All male podcasts is not like that, you know. FYI. So for women trying to push the narrative saying that, you know, men hate women, all male podcasts need to be shut down, it's just false. Like, get some full context first before you just make a quick assumption. I don't like talking in general statements or things like that, but
I'm gonna just say a lot of women like to assume shit. Y'all say I feel like this, so I'm gonna just go like that.
I don't think that's a general statement. I mean,
it's funny because it's fucking true.
Yeah.
It's true. Like that's fucked up. It's the truth. Like, and trust me, women, I'm not bashing y'all, but y'all really need to understand. Like, life don't work that way. Just because. Because you feel like something don't mean that's it. God damn it. It makes no sense. I can feel like kicking somebody in the ass. Don't mean their head gonna hurt.
The ears and the eyes.
Yeah, that to make it make sense. Just see it filter for some real context. See what it is.
Yeah. They see. I remember the eyes and the ears were better than the heart.
Yeah, for sure, you know, like, life is your best teacher, you know what I'm saying? Yes, things are patterns, and things could seem like what it seem like something, but that don't mean that's the case. Like, I give a prime example to somebody, and they couldn't pass the test. And it was simple. All I asked a woman was, if you used to see a homeless man or a homeless woman go in their sock, would you assume they're putting drugs or money in their sock? Couldn't answer the question. And that's what a lot of women do. They like to assume. But you can't assume what the fuck they're doing in their sock.
Yeah.
Life is not Netflix. It's not a movie. You can't look at something and think it's a best description for it. No, there's ulterior motives and things.
Yeah, that's not something I want to talk about as far as women trying to get rid of us male podcasters because I don't think that shit cool.
Women be trying to cancel women.
Don't worry, bro. We ain't getting canceled. You know why? Because we don't bash nobody.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not worried about it. But for full Nelson person, I don't think... If we were to get canceled, I'm going to just laugh and make another podcast called D&D and we're going to bash you women at that point, damn it. But I doubt it's going to even make it that far. Like, seriously.
Honestly, if we did get canceled, I feel like we made it. But that's all I would say. So, on that note,
nigga, we made it.
Oh, shit. So, on that note, we about to sign out.
You know what I'm saying?
How
next week, man?
We'll catch y'all. Actually, we should be back before the end of the week, actually.
We might, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna see, you know, it's on my birthday this week. We're gonna see what's going to shape. You know what I'm saying? If not this week, we'll give y'all something real soon. Y'all know what we're talking about next anyway, so.
But,
you know what I'm saying? We full Nelson, so we're gonna throw a twist in there too. We're gonna bring something else in the truck for y'all. Don't worry about it.
Nah, no. Peace out.
Yeah, man.